episode 517, Confessions of an Upset Mama. Are you paying attention to me?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Happy, happy day, sweet mamas. How are my women of impact doing? Have you had any pool days lately? Some of you I know, at least on the East Coast, I'm not sure about on the West Coast here in the U.S., but I know on the East Coast, some of you are actually still in school. So maybe pool days aren't totally happening yet, but we are actually hitting high temperatures. Yes, we are in the 90s over the next like 3 or 4 or 5 days. I'm so excited. So yes, we're getting out. We're getting our vitamin D and we're getting our toes wet. I love it. Today is confession day. Confessions of an Upset Mama. It's one of your favorite days, isn't it? It is. And for those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am so delighted and overjoyed that you are here. You know what? You just warm my soul. I'm here because you're here. Doing life together is so much better, and that's what we do here. If you have questions, you want to connect with me, head on over to createyournow.com. You can find out lots of great information. Sign up for the newsletter. Sign up for the AIM Academy. That's something that you want to get on that mailing list for. It's just to get the inside scoop. That's all it is there for. And then also, let's connect. If you want a discovery call, hey, it's free. It's 20 to 30 minutes with me, and it's for you. It's totally free. Send me a little note that says, Christiane, I want a discovery call. We will get it set up for you immediately. All right. We've got to get into talking. Enough of our domestic beauties. The dust bunnies are now kicked underneath the bed. I can no longer see them, and now the focus is all you, my sweetheart. Yes. Confessions of an Upset Mama. Oh, am I upset? Are you paying attention to me? It's confession day. I found myself asking this question when I read that 62% of school-age children say their parents are too distracted when they try to talk to them. And I paused, and I read it again, and I was like, wow, that's really high. And I began to sit there and run the idea and all these thoughts through my head going, really, is that the case? And so I began to do, of course, my own research. I began to watch how children were interacting with their parents. I watched as we went on field trips how the teachers would pay attention to the students, how the students would interact with other students. It amazed me. And then I got real. I asked my own children and their friends, oh yeah, I got really real. To most a parent's amazement, 100% said their parents are distracted. And guess what? That included mine. Wah, wah. Talk about confessions of an upset mama. No, it was a realization. It was one that honestly I understood. From my point of view, I am now working at home. So my work is home and home is work. And it's very important to me. It's like when I was homeschooling, I wore all these different hats. And I would be my children's teacher. And at times I would be their music teacher. And other times I would be in a role of a Sunday school teacher. Or I was in a role of fixing them lunch or dinner and serving them. So I was a cook. So I wore all these different hats. I can remember younger saying, wait, mama's wearing this hat. So this is how we need to be. You just can't go and run around and act like a crazy person all the time because mommy's always here. It's not a free reign for all. So now that my children are older, I was like, yeah, I've got to set up boundaries. I've got to be able to set up work hours. Well, when they're in school, I'm telling you, it's easy to set up those work hours. Why? It's when they're in school. Those are my work hours. Very rarely do I plan anything outside of their school time. So if they had a day off, I would schedule a day off. I wouldn't work. I would change up my coaching calls and my discovery calls. Time wouldn't happen then. I wouldn't work on my newsletter or write for my large publications. Now, as the business has grown, which I'm very grateful for, the podcast, obviously, we've been doing it for a lot longer than when we have been before. So there's a lot more work that goes into this. It's no longer a hobby. It's not dabbling. It's truly a business. So I had to begin to really create these boundaries. And looking at this going 62%, yet 100% of when I took the poll, was like, yeah, parents are distracted. They're not paying attention to me when I asked. And so I began to probe even more. Give me some specific examples. And so this one's from my son's friend. And he said, well, Miss Christiane, I told my mom that I was fixing lunch and I told my mom I needed help. And her response was, I'm in the middle of something. I can't do it. And that was it. Now, some of you might say, well, that's a good enough reason. Mom said it. I agree to a degree. However, this child is older. This child is now in middle school. This child has a deeper knowledge base than if he was 5, 6, or 7 years old. But he's much older now. He's also the oldest child of 3 in the family. And that was a very recent exchange between him and his mom. And he felt like he wasn't being paid attention to. I asked my children, of course, to give me examples. And they shared examples with me, but I want to share a specific example that I caught myself in. This is confession day, right? So my daughter comes in to me and says, hey, mom, would you help me with something? And I can't remember what I was doing. I was working on something with the business here at Create Your Now. And I said, certainly, honey. I said, give me a minute. Let me finish this thought and we can do it. So she walked out. A few minutes later, she came back and we had another distraction. We needed to take care of the puppy dog for some reason. I don't remember what it was. And so they needed my help and I took care of that immediately. And then off they went. And then she came back into my office and I was like, okay. And I began to ask her, so what can I, and I paused at that moment and said, you want me to help you with the shower curtain, don't you? You see, she wanted to change her shower curtain out in her bathroom and she wanted my mommy to help her. Why not? That's something I can do. Of course, she's old enough to do it. But you see, the last time she messed with the shower curtain, the shower rod fell down and we had to fix it and it was a couple days and it was just kind of more an eventful thing. She was younger then. And so she felt uncomfortable. So she wanted mom's help. Yet my immediate question to her that third time when she came in the door was going to be, what can I do for you? Even though I had not forgotten, and I knew I had not forgotten, I just wanted her to reiterate to me what she needed from me. Why would I do that to my child? Are you paying attention to me? Are you doing this to your husband? Think about it. Think about the conversations that you have with your children. Now, as your children are older, your conversations are going to be a little more in-depth. If they're younger, not so much, right? You have to be age appropriate. With your hubby, same difference. The conversations are going to be more in depth. At some times, though, ladies, we need to keep it surface level. I'm just saying. I love men to death, but there are times that they want to be straight to the point and they do not want all the extra fluff that we as women want to add to the conversation. Now, that's for another episode. But are you paying attention to me? Is the question. Teens are 40% less empathetic than 30 years ago. Where were you 30 years ago? How old were you? Maybe you were a teenager then. Maybe you were a little younger than a teenager. How did you feel about people? What was your take on them? We need to be building empathy in our children. We are raising children right now that do not understand relationships. They don't understand relationships with their siblings. If they're not an only child, they don't understand relationships with their best friends, with cousins, because everybody's doing their own thing. We have to be very careful. Are we raising empathetic children or busy children? Are you paying attention to me? Are you paying attention to me? As your children grow older, they actually want more information. Think about it. When you are passionate about something, you want to dive in and get the most information. You want the juicy details of it all. You want to know everything you know that there is to know about it. Maybe you love to cook and there's a certain technique, so you go and you learn all about it. Think about sushi. Sushi has a special technique. If you enjoy sushi, I've actually gone to a cooking class on sushi, how to make sushi. I love sushi. Do I make it very often? No, I do not. Why? It's tedious. It's time consuming. Is it fun to do? Oh, yes, it is. But I don't make it every night. But there is a skill to it. When you're passionate about something, you want to learn about it. You want to dive into it. Your children are passionate about you. You are their true love. Are you paying attention to me? Are your children shouting out, are you paying attention to me through their temper tantrums? Maybe being defiant, going against your rules. You know, when they get to be those teenage years, pushing the limits a little bit too much. Mama said I was supposed to be home at 10:30 and I walk in the door at 10:45 in 30 seconds. Maybe they're pushing their limits by ignoring you. Are you paying attention to them when they ask for you? Are you raising children to be kind or to be selfish? Research confirms that children imitate both kind and selfish behaviors modeled by adults. And what they model is what they see in you, Mama. What they see in you, Dada. They model it. They model you even if they're grown and out of the house because they see how you react to things. The circumstances that are thrown your way, what is your response to it? Not only are your children watching, your hubby's watching, but your friends and your coworkers are watching, your boss is watching. And most importantly, God is watching. Are you falling into the trap of busyness? Is your hello and goodbye and good night and the conversations with your children, are they all the same? Meaning you say good night and it's good night. And I mean, it's like a habit. You do the same thing, but you don't put much thought into it. Do you know most kids are not being read to after the age of 9 out loud by a parent? And therefore, guess what? Reading declines overall. I mentioned that to you because when we read aloud, we put emotion into our words. Children are not going to become empathetic if they can't see emotion from us, if they can't share feelings from their parents, from the ones they trust the most, the ones they are most passionate about. You is who they're passionate about. Are you paying attention to me? That temper tantrum may have nothing to do with needing to expend their energy. That temper tantrum may be because that's the only way they can get your attention. Maybe it's because they go and break something of a young sibling because it gets your attention. I don't have it perfect. What would your report card be today? I know for me, confession time, there are days, there's moments that I hit that C. Ooh, C minus. When I notice that, it's like, whoa, whoa, whoop, whoop, whoop. I mean, the sirens are going off in my head and it's like, okay, bring it down. Where are your boundaries, Christiane? What have you set up? Because you've overstepped your boundaries. You're pushing the limit. You need to respect your children as much as you ask them to respect you. And there are days that, man, I get great A's. Woohoo! And I celebrate those days. It's not easy, but we don't talk about it. We don't talk about empathy. We don't talk about relationships in this manner. We talk about relationships when we're struggling, when we're hurting, when we don't understand why our best friend doesn't like us anymore. Let me ask you this question. Do you know your best friend's color of their eyes? What's their color of eyes? When was the last time you looked at them face to face? How are you conversing with your children? Are you paying attention to me? They love you so much. They want your attention. You know what my daughter said? She's number 3 of the 5. She said, Mom, you know what science shows? It's been proven. The middle child is always left behind. She said that. She was bold enough to say that to me. And I love that of her. I love that we have that relationship. Did I come back with, oh, no, 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 no. I did come back with what? There's a study to prove everything. And that is true. But what she was saying through the science shows is that, Mom, I feel this sometimes. Are you paying attention to me? Are you paying attention to your child, the way your child desires to be paid attention to? This is real important. You have been blessed and gifted this child, and you're responsible to raise them up to be a productive human being, female or male, and to go out into the world and be a game changer. God calls that upon you. And that's a huge, huge, huge responsibility. But one you accepted. And one that we shouldn't take lightly as moms. So today I ask you, are you paying attention? And guess what? I have a kiss for you. The Keep It Simple strategy, of course, because you want to pay attention to your children. And this is how you do it. Plant the seeds of empathy. We want to raise up empathetic children, not the busyness children. We don't want to raise those busy children of they've got to be in dance and volleyball and soccer and baseball. And that's all great, man. Even on the football team, we've got girls playing football now. That's fabulous. But what about being able to communicate and love and have empathy for others? Here at Create Your Now, we're all about creating what? Your best selfie. Not being selfish and self-absorbed. You know the difference. In order to do that, we have to what? Plant the seeds of empathy. Number one, look to whom you are speaking to. Look in their eyes. I asked you the question, do you know the color of your best friend's eyes? Do you look at them when you talk? Maybe the last time you went out for coffee, you sat there, but instead you were on your phone. You looked down. Technology, you can blame technology if you want, but if you want to make a change, you can't use technology as an excuse. Amen? Just saying. But we all do it. Oh, it's because of this. And you throw caution to the wind. It's not my fault. Excuse here, excuse there. This is confession time. You want to take responsibility. Are you paying attention to me? Plant the seeds of empathy. Number one, look to whom you are speaking to. Look at their eyes. When you say goodnight to them, do you look at them directly at their eyes, or do you just quickly give them a kiss so you can go about what you were doing on your tablet or finish cleaning the kitchen or straightening the living room and folding the blankets that are all out because you were watching the family show? Look to whom you are speaking to. Number two, be who you want to see. Be who you want to see. That's in your child, who you want to see in your hubby, who you want to see in your best friend, the world around you. Be who you want to see. Lead by example. Remember, research says what? Children imitate both kind and selfish behaviors. If you are modeling a selfish behavior, you know, you're leading by example. Expect selfish children. We went on a field trip with the fifth graders, and I think the time frame was like 1835 to 1860, somewhere around there. Of course, the lady who was taking us on our tour, she was in that time. And so her whole thing was kids would speak, and they would speak out of turn. In my days, children are to be seen and not heard. Yet our children are crying out today, are you paying attention to me? We need to teach our children manners, but they need to understand empathy and they need to be heard, not just seen. Your children are passionate about you. Be who you want to see in your child. And number three, respond how you would want to be responded to. In other words, put yourself in their shoes. Bullying is a big problem nowadays. If we would stop for 10 seconds before jumping and reacting to situations, we might actually be able to respond better by saying, oh, wait, I need to pretend, put myself in their shoes. How would I want to be responded to? And then respond. It seems like an eternity to think that way, but our minds are magnificent. And it works in a split second. It may seem like an eternity to you at first because you're thinking this through. It's not normal, but eventually it'll become second nature to you, one that you really want to adopt. This confession today, I hope, begins to make you think a little bit more. Are you paying attention to me? Your child desires your love. And that desire for your love is because they're so passionate about you. Be quick to respond to them. Understand where they're coming to. Speak their age on their level. For example, if you have a 5-year-old, then you may say, you know what, sweetheart, why don't you go build that Lego tower that you wanted to build and mommy will be done and I'll be with you in just a moment after you finish that. They're going to understand that. Or maybe they watch their favorite episode of Dora. Go finish watching your favorite episode of Dora because they don't have a concept of time. Maybe you get into the older elementary to middle school and you can tell them then, you know what? Mommy has got to finish this. I'm working on this newsletter for my Women of Impact. I need another 30 minutes. Can you go do something, find time for 30 minutes? Will that work with your schedule? Let them respond to that so you know you've given them a time frame. They understand, they're recognized, you're treating them with respect. They felt what? Loved. They felt like they've been paid attention to. They've been acknowledged. When your children text you, your older children, if you have a moment, they're actually wanting to talk with you then. Pause and talk to them. Because you may not have their attention in another 20 minutes. And think about your hubby. If he sends you a little text message, my husband will be working in his office, I'm working in my office, and sometimes he'll text me and say, come here. When he sends me a text, come here, that means he needs me now. He's not asking, can you fit me into your schedule over the next 20 to 30 minutes? I need you now is what he's saying. I know that. That's his language. I understand him. So I respond quite quickly. Whether that means going to him or if I can't, I'm in the middle of something that must be taken care of. And it takes a priority, which very rarely much takes priority over that. But then I'll send him a quick text back and says, give me 5 minutes, I'll be there. So he knows. Are you paying attention to me? Begin to make these little changes and I promise you, you'll begin to see your relationship with your children change, your relationship with your husband change. Empathy is something we all need. We all need to share it. We all need to understand each other because we all are living life together. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.